Hello, this is Hideo with Mother to Go 97. It's been a while. Wow. It's been, how long? How long has it been? Wait. That's the last Mother to Go was uploaded. I can't find it. When was it? What date was it? At some time. Sometime before. Wow. It's been more than 3 weeks ago, April 2nd. It's strange. This thing was supposed to be a daily thing. 毎日やるはずだったんやけど、途中からどのようになったんでしょうね。Whatever. Okay. This is, I think, what I've been doing for some time. For some time. マンダンデゴ、The Selfish Giant を読んでみた、その2でしたね。Okay, yeah, let's try that again. Oscar Wilde, The Selfish Giant. Every afternoon as they were coming from school, the children used to go and play in the giant's garden. It was a large, lovely garden with soft green grass. Here and there over the grass stood beautiful flowers like stars, and there are 12 peach trees that in the springtime broke out into delicate blossoms of pink and pearl, and in the autumn bore rich fruit. The birds sat on the trees and sang so sweetly that the children used to stop the games in order to listen to them. "How happy we are here!" they cried to each other. One day, the giant came back. He had been to visit his friend, the Cornish ogre, and had stayed with him for 7 years. After the 7 years were over, he had said all that he had to say, for his conversation was limited, and he determined to return to his own castle. When he arrived, he saw the children playing in the garden.
"What are you doing here?"
he cried in a very gruff voice, and the children ran away.
"My own garden is my own garden," said the giant. "Anyone can understand that, and I will allow nobody to play in it but myself."
So he built a high wall all around it and put up a notice board.
"Trespassers will be prosecuted."
He was a very selfish giant. The poor children had now nowhere to play. They tried to play on the road, but the road was very dusty and full of hard stones, and they did not like it. They used to wander around the high wall when their lessons were over and talk about the beautiful garden inside. "How happy we were there," they said to each other. Then the spring came, and all over the country there were little blossoms and little birds. Only in the garden of the selfish giant, it was still winter. The birds did not care to sing in it, as there were no children, and the trees forgot to blossom. Once a beautiful flower put its head out from the grass, but when it saw the notice board, it was so sorry for the children, and it slipped back into the ground again and went off to sleep. The only people who were pleased were the snow and the frost. "Spring has forgotten this garden," they cried, "so we will live here all the year round." The snow covered up the grass with a great white cloak, and the frost painted all the trees silver. Then they invited the North Wind to stay with them, and he came. He was wrapped in furs, and he roared all day about the garden and blew the chimney pots down. "This is the delightful spot," he said. "We must ask the hail on a visit." So the hail came. Every day for 3 hours he rattled on the roof of the castle till he broke most of the slates. And then he ran around and around the garden as fast as he could. He was dressed in gray and his breath was like ice.
I cannot understand why the spring is so late in coming, said the selfish giant, as he sat at the window and looked out at his cold, white garden. I hope there will be a change in the weather. But the spring never came, nor the summer. The autumn gave golden fruit to every garden, but to the giant's garden she gave none. He is too selfish, she said. So it was always winter there. And the north wind and the hail and the frosts and the snow danced about through the trees. One morning, the giant was lying awake in bed when he heard some lovely music. It sounded so sweet to his ears that he thought it must be the king's musicians passing by. It was really only a little linnet singing outside his window. But it was so long since he had heard a bird sing in his garden that it seemed to him to be the most beautiful music in the world. Then the hail stopped dancing over his head, and the north wind ceased roaring, and a delicious perfume came to him through the open case. ちょっと待って、まあ、ちょっとえらい長いことになってるわ。えらいことになってるわって。ちょっと今日は何箇所か噛みましたね。Here and there I stuttered. ちょっと失敗しましたけど、今のところでちょうど1ペあのね、これ The whole story is about 2 pages and a half long. 2ページ半ぐらいあるんですけどね。それの1ページちょっと過ぎたところ。ちょうど半分ぐらいかな。1.25 ページぐらいですからね。半分ぐらいのところまで来ましたね。で、1ページはね、前もちょこちょこ読んどったんですよね。2ページ目ほとんど読んでないんで、ちょっと噛みましたね。It's about 7 minutes. いや、これ結構時間かかるな。まあ、ええわ。ちょっとすみません。なんかカチカチカチカチノイズが。Well, actually, I bought a new, what do you call it? Stereo headphones with a microphone. マイク付きのヘッドセットっていうんですか。これを買いましてですね。だからちょっと音が大きいんちゃうかなと思うのね。いつもよりね。はい。I think this is a good...deal. This is a good buy. I don't remember how much it costs. Some thousand yen. Eh? So, 2-3,000 yen ぐらいかな。やったと思うねんけども。まあ、そんなにええもんではないですね。高いやつは1万円何本も、2万何本もしてるけど。これはまあ、1000円台です。それも5,000円もいってないです。だけど、なんかこう、なんちゅうの。ええ場所におるんですよね、これね。ちょうどその、こう口の真正面だと息がボンボンボンボン当たってね、でこうなるでしょ、それがうるさかったんかな、ちょっと後で聞いてみてどんなもんかな、分からんけど、ちょっと横にあるんであんまりこう何ていうんですか、ノイズが入りにくい、でもまあある程度近くに口の近くにね置けるので、これいいですね、ちょっといいかもしれない。いい言うて全然話進んでないけど。Okay, it's almost 9 minutes now. So I think I better go now. またノイズした。これ何ちゅうんですか、この手元で操作できるマイクのオンオフとかボリュームをちょっと調節したりとかね、するやつが机の端っこにカチカチカチカチ当たるんで、これ困ったもんやねんけど。はい。Alright.That's about it. I hope you enjoyed it. ちょっと噛んでましたけど、まあまあええでしょう。まあまあ、また。何やのこのまあまあまあまあ言うて。いやわ。終わります。Alright, thank you very much for listening. Bye bye.